ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahif al-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salamullah. The first verse, the Imam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you in the Hayajan, in the eruption and boiling of first greed. We said we wanted to see what are the causes of greed. We said one being jahl, ignorance, two being dhulm, oppression, and three being desires and wants and needs. So we are looking at this third one. We said that when a person is in charge, he becomes a stable human being. When he loses control of his desires, then everything goes haywire. What causes a person to lose control of his desires and wants and needs? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves. Amongst of which is the lack of iman, the lack of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person's iman becomes a lot less, then his desires and his shahwa hits sky high, and then moral vices and sins will follow. That's how it works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in a beautiful verse, he says, so they had lineage after them. Adha'u as-salat. They've lost their salah. They stopped praying. They did not care about praying. They did not give attention to prayer. Wattaba'u shahawat. And they sat following their own desires. Fasawfa yalqawna ghayya. Then they will find this valley ghay waiting for them in hellfire. So when a person lacks iman, when he lacks belief in Allah, that will be the cause. Let us take a short break and then we continue, inshallah.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The first verse, we said the Imam talks about the eruption of certain vices. We said the cause is dhulm, oppression, it could be ignorance, or it could be desire. Among the things that cause a person to desire more than what he should, in the words of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim, or the Quran, is the eyes. And the eyes are the door to so many sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, O Messenger, say to the believing men, يَغَضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, to lower their gaze. Right? And then he says, the verse after it, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and say to the believing women, to lower their gaze. So it's not just for males, even for females. Because if I let that eye, does whatever it wants, and looks at whatever it wants to look at, then surely my shahwa, my desire, my needs and wants will lead me to all these vices. So that needs to be what? That needs to be controlled and maintained. And sometimes, no, a person just, his mind starts to wander. His imagination, it starts to wander. And he's like, okay, what about this? What about that? How about if I do this? And how about I do that? And then that will lead him to what? To taking that thought from being a thought into being an action on the outside. So we need to maintain not only our senses, but even our mind. That's why they say, for example, when they're talking about the different stages of fasting, they said for, you know, the last stage of fasting is that you need to control your thoughts as well. So not just the senses needs to fast, but your thoughts needs to fast as well. They need to be controlled and maintained. Without this maintenance, without this control, then we're going to have a lot of problems. Then vices will sneak up on us, and then they will take hold, and it will be very hard to even identify to begin with, yet alone try to, you know, get rid of it. So we need to identify it to begin with, and that becomes hard. Why? Because I have so much shahwa. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just eating what I need to eat. Allah said so, I can eat, I can indulge, I can do this. And we justify our actions because our desires and our needs doesn't want to let go of us. And there are some examples that you yourself could see without me having to even say anything. Let us take a short break and then inshallah we will continue.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and we are looking at the verse of supplication number 8 of As-Sahifa As-Sajadiyah. When it comes to shahwa, desires, pleasures, and needs, if not maintained, I will fall into sin. I will do a lot of sins. Therefore, the first word the Imam says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bik, O Allah, I seek refuge in you. And in many episodes, we explained what does isti'adha mean. So it means it's so dangerous, this shahwa, this desire, that I need to seek Allah's protection. I need to say, O Allah, if you leave it to me, I am too weak. If you don't give me your help, I will surely lose. If you don't give me the support, I won't last long. That's how important this is. So if you to keep in mind, we're still looking at the word hayajan, the eruption, that boiling of things. We haven't even gotten to the second one yet. That's how important that is. We know what causes these moral vices. So it's not just saying, oh Allah, please safeguard me from greed. Allah says, yeah, sure, I will safeguard you from greed. Yes, I will help you from greed. But then you have to go back and see what's causing greed to happen, what's making you greedy, which is obviously shahwa or ignorance or oppression that leads to what? To a person being greedy in the first place. Therefore, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, the Quran, they talk about the concept of tazkiyah, where one has to purify himself. And tazkiyah basically means you taking charge of your own desires and wants and needs. You taking charge of your own body and soul. Then one could elevate himself to the stages that would lead him to reaching higher spiritual states. Otherwise, we will fall below animal level. God forbid. We'll leave it up to here, and inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم
عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.